Well, good morning, everybody. I know we have some new faces, so I for about half a year now, I start my homily every Sunday with a piece of Pope trivia. And here you go. The word Pope comes from a Latin word, papa, which means father. And it's in Spanish, the word papa is also papa. And means father, but I get myself in trouble with Spanish because papa, depending on how you say it, also means potato. And so I think a lot of times in Mass in Spanish, I think about half the time I do it right, half the time I do it wrong. I pray for our holy potato Francis. And but before papa, before pope was the term that was prevalent to use to describe the pope, it was a long time ago, pontifex. Isn't that cool? Pontifex. And it comes from two Latin words, pont and fex, which means pont is bridge, fex is to make. And so that the Pope is this ultimate kind of the supreme bridge maker, bridge builder between God and man. And so just kind of a cool little tidbit about our Pope, or about the papacy. Okay, folks, you might have grabbed one of these on your way in. If you didn't, no big deal. Get one on your way out. There's a bunch of stuff on here. I only want to talk about one thing, but first I do want to reference a few other things. On the back, it tells you that October is the month of the Holy Rosary, and so I think it's a good thing to pray the Rosary every day, but especially during the month of October. You say, I don't know how to pray the Rosary. Good thing for you that in the bulletin this weekend, there is a perfect little tutorial on how to pray the Rosary with all of the decades and mysteries. So please pray your Rosary. The Rosary is a rope that we climb to heaven, and it is the most beautiful thing. I'll be talking about it more this month. Also on the back is the Angel of God prayer. Yesterday was the feast day of the guardian angels, and I was remembering my preschool teacher, who I had the joy of seeing on Friday. I was in Bloomington for a wedding, and I popped over to the school that I grew up in, and Mrs. Alexander was my preschool teacher. I had her for 2 years. She told me I had to do a second year because I was her special helper, and I believed that line for a long time. And I thought, well, sure, she can't do it without me, you know. So anyway, but she is the one that introduced me to my guardian angel, because she's the one that taught us that prayer. And we have guardian angels not just when we're children, but our whole life long. And so remember to pray to your guardian angel. The Bible tells us we each have one. And the Bible mentions angels about 238 times. They're real things. They're beings. And it's good to have a relationship with our angel. If you know someone who is struggling, pray to their guardian angel and ask for help. There are also marriage vows on the back of this little sheet because our readings today reference marriage. So I thought it might be helpful to put the vows that those of our married people who are here prayed on your wedding day as you stood in front of the altar and gave your lives to each other and ultimately together to God. The last thing on here that is not that I want to mention is the prayer for a seminarian from St. Thérèse of Lisieux. Her feast day was 2 days ago. She is the patron saint of priests and seminarians because she had an incredible devotion, not to a specific priest, but to the priesthood. And she wrote this gorgeous prayer that we can use to pray for a specific seminarian. So I give you this prayer to pray for Tyler or Jose, Sam, Liam, whichever seminarian comes to your heart. They need it. And so here you go. What else is on here is my 21 favorite quotes of St. Thérèse of Lisieux. And that's really what I'm thinking about today is she's also called the Little Flower. She became a nun when she was only 15 years old, and she died when she was 25. She is called the Little Flower because she looked at all of the other people in the church, and she said, they're so much holier than I am. They know so much more than I do. She was named Teresa, Sister Teresa, after Teresa of Avila, who lived a few years before her. And Teresa of Avila wrote this incredible book called The Way of Perfection, has all sorts of things about how to have good mental prayer, how to be configured to Christ, the steps that you take, and it's like, it's very deep. And she was named after the nun that wrote this. I took an entire class in seminary on this one book, and it's deep. And she goes, I don't understand it all. And she said, I look at all these big, fancy, holy people who know so much more than I do. And they're these beautiful big roses and lilies. I'm simply a little flower in the garden of our Lord, she said. And I'm happy to be a little flower. And that's why we call her the little flower. She said, I don't understand all this stuff. And she said, I want an elevator that will take me right to Jesus. And so she prayed a lot about it, and she found out that there is such an elevator. And the elevator is simply love. The little way of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, the simple way, the elevator that she discovered, is simply love. And it's this: to do all things with great love. That's the elevator that takes us right to Jesus, right to heaven, and helps to make a heaven here on earth. She said, I don't know that I'll ever understand any of this big fancy stuff, but I do know how to love. And so she just said, like, everything we do, we must do with great love. And it sounds, you know, so simple, but that's part of why she's one of my favorite saints, one of my best friends in heaven, is because she understood the simplicity of our life with Christ. And to do all things with great love, that's our challenge. From the beginning of the day to the end of the day, that we wake up and the first thing in our heart is, thank you, Lord, for this glorious day. We brush our teeth in love, knowing that when we brush our teeth, we help everybody else that we talk to that day have a better day, because we don't have dragon breath. We put our shoes on with love, knowing that where God is going to take us that day, we don't even know, but He is going to guide our way, and we put our shoes on thanking the Lord immediately in advance for the path that He will take us on that day. We prepare a meal for breakfast for our family, perhaps, and we do it with great love, knowing that we are feeding those that we are responsible for. We eat with great love, knowing that we are being strengthened to do God's will. We wash the dishes with great love, knowing that we are helping to create or maintain order. We do everything with great love. And that's the little way of Thérèse of Lisieux. Our first reading today says that God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. None of us need be alone. None of us should be alone, because we are all called to love. And love brings us out of ourselves and puts us in communion with others and ultimately with God. You know what you can't do with great love? Is sin. You can't do a sin with great love. Can't miss Mass on a Sunday with great love. You can't lie to somebody with great love. You can't do any sin with great love. It doesn't work that way. That's why part of her rationale here, this elevator to heaven is to do everything with great love. Everything. And including our sufferings, like our second reading was talking about. We bear our sufferings with great love and patience. And we do all things with great love. And that's the little way. That's the simple way to heaven. Especially when we feel tired, stressed, underpaid, unnoticed, unappreciated, when we feel put upon, when we feel lonely, when we feel any of those things, those demons come. But in those moments, we do everything with great love, and God lifts us out of that, lifts us to heaven. And then he helps to make, through all that, a heaven here on earth. So my friends, let us today ask Jesus to follow, that we might follow the example of the little flower, that we might do all things with great love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.